92.1 FM, KZLB, Fort Dodge.
You are about to experience the Regional Rock Hour, brought to you by The Rock Room at Patty's Pub, and me, Mason. Let's rock.
.1 The Eagle. It's the Regional Rock Hour, brought to you by Patty's Pub, kicking things off with the Hawks in the studio. Now I got some guys from Lone Tree Revival. What's happening, fellas?
How we doing?
Doing good.
Hey.
Excellent. We will talk with them a little more in detail here shortly. We're going to get back into the music now. Beaver Creek 4 is on the way, and here's another local band, MGCC, Black Key Guy, 92.1 The Eagle in the Regional Rock Hour.
I like to play the notes.
of Fort Dodge. Right here on the Regional Rock Hour, 92.1 FM.
Dancing.
the Regional Rock Hour 92.1 The Eagle, Beaver Creek 4 there, Looking Glass. And in the studio with me now is the guys from, some of the guys anyway, from Lone Tree Revival. Let's do some introductions.
All right, hey, this is Jeremy, play bass and vocals.
I'm Jeremy.
Wait a minute, two Jeremys.
I play tambourine.
He's the good-looking one.
I'm Dean, and I play drums.
I'm Steve, I play the sax.
All right, saxophone. That's one thing I think is very cool about your band is that you do have a full horn section with it. Who are we missing from the band? Because there's four of you, but there's more in the band.
We got Tim Miller playing trumpet. The legendary Dan Cassidy's playing trombone. So three horns in the band.
Excellent.
And then Sean Minicus is the other guitar player.
Okay, cool. So you get a nice full sound, seven guys in the band. Very cool. Now, not the first band for, I would guess, any of you guys, is it?
Nope.
We've been around.
Yep. Played with many bands. Sometimes we played together, especially at the jam sessions. We played together quite a bit there.
Sure, yeah. Every third Thursday, I think, Dean, I've seen you up on the drums quite a few times.
Yep.
And it's,
I try to show up every month, although I missed last month, but it's a great time.
It is too. You garner quite a bit of attention when you're down there. How long have you been playing drums?
I started playing at 13.
13?
Started playing in bands when I was in ninth grade.
Oh wow.
And have played ever since.
That's awesome.
I used to play with Westminster in a band called Locust out of Fort Dodge. And then we had a band called Wheelhouse that was a R&B band with Sean Minicus and Shelley Bodorf. And then now Lone Tree Revival.
Awesome.
And awesome. We have a great time. Good time. We invite everybody to come down tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. It is 7 o'clock. Yeah, it's an early one. 7 o'clock in the Rock Room at Patty's. It's definitely the spot to be. Let's ask a saxophone.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Now, how long have you played the saxophone?
Oh, I started like everybody else did, you know, fifth grade and, played all through high school and college and actually played a lot of these guys in college. I'm not going to say how long ago, it was a while ago.
Thank you.
but just kind of kept it up, you know, something we never put down and this new group we got, it's a blast to play in. We have a good time.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, a rock band with horns. You guys play some Chicago-style tunes.
Yep.
Now, you're mainly covers, right?
Yep.
Okay. Any original stuff in the works yet, or?
Not yet. We're going to work on it. I know Jeremy has a ton of songs, and there's other people that are working on it, and other people we might work with, too. Dave Hearn, possibly, and Eric Covey, possibly.
Oh, awesome.
Some of their tunes.
Yeah, we heard Dave Hearn, one of his bands, at the top of the show.
Right, the Hawks.
Yeah, very, very good, very talented guys there. Mm-hmm. And then that song we just heard we were talking about, Beaver Creek 4. Now, when it came to the actual recording of that, weren't Jeremy, you were on that?
Yep. I played bass, did some vocal background vocals on that, and
I played tambourine.
Jeremy, the other Jeremy, the good-looking Jeremy, played lead tambourine in that one. Yeah. So.
You're the world's most modest tambourine player, Jeremy. I'll give you that.
Yep.
Well, you guys, Lone Tree Revival, again, tomorrow night. It's an early show, 7 till 11. No cover charge for that one, so
come on out and have some fun with us.
Yeah, enjoy some free live music. Hey, we'll talk with you guys here in just a little bit. We're going to pay some bills. And we'll be back with Filthy Sweet right after this. 92.1 The Eagle and the Regional Rock Hour.
Spring is right around the corner. Get out now and celebrate with some live music in the Rock Room at Patty's Pub. Tomorrow night, Lone Tree Revival makes their triumphant return to the home of their debut performance. Come check out this rock and roll band with a horn section. On March 15th, it's the third Thursday jam sessions in the Rock Room at Patty's, open to the public and no cover charge. And don't forget about Patty's Pub in 2 weeks on St. Patrick's Day. They'll have a traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner and live music that evening in the Rock Room from Americature and Toadstool. It's all good at Patty's Pub, downtown Fort Dodge.